It's now time for some of the letters to the evening news. As usual, there's no shortage of views from the paper's readers, as you can imagine. First of all, a letter of appreciation from Peter Offord of Norwich for the COVID vaccination staff his family have met. We've just taken 92-year-old mother-in-law to Beauthorpe Medical Centre for her COVID-19 vaccination and wish to thank the staff for the smooth organisation of this. We were unfamiliar with the route and it was late in the afternoon with heavy rain, but there were AA signs and ample parking. After a short queue, we were met by a jolly St John's Ambulance volunteer approaching the end of his four-hour shift and directed to hand sanitise. Here my wife took over and they were directed through to a lobby with an available wheelchair should it be needed. Following a temperature check and name confirmation and questions about allergies and medication assisted by staff, a card was issued with details of the vaccination, in this case Pfizer-BioNTech, and this then checked and signed off by a doctor. Then the injection and a card with vaccine information followed by a 15-minute sit before leaving the building. It all went very efficiently and the staff were very kind and helpful, some working long shifts. So a big thanks for this vital service.
There's been a fair amount of correspondence in support of Radio Norfolk and a plea to keep it the same as before. We had such a letter in our last edition. Here's another one, this time from Dusty Miller of Galston. I was so pleased recently to read that one of your correspondents highlighted the fact that we are so well served by Radio Norfolk. This station is currently celebrating 40 years of faithfully serving our county with news, current affairs, music, and so much more. It has proved the true value of local radio to our county, especially during this truly awful year, and become a much-loved part of our community. Radio is much more intimate style of broadcasting, and any predictions that this might change fills me with real apprehension. Over the years, the presenters seem to come into our homes as friends and are a comfort to so many folk who are alone. Only recently someone described Radio Norfolk as being part of the family. Having listened since its inception, I totally agree and wish to express my gratitude for the comfort it has brought to me over the years. I know I speak for many when I make this plea to the powers that be. Please don't change our station beyond recognition. If a thing ain't broken, then don't try and fix it.
David Murrell of South Walsham takes issue with the criticism of certain treatment for the farming of sugar beet. He says, I was saddened to see the Wildlife Trust report and misunderstanding regarding neonicotinoid seed dressing on sugar beet. We've grown sugar beet for the last 55 years. Climate change now means we do not get prolonged periods of hard frost to kill aphids. We've just had the worst sugar beet crop for 30 years, with aphids causing losses of 70% in some cases. The neonicotinoid seed treatment prevents aphid attacks and doesn't harm the beneficial insects. Without the seed dressing, we must spray three times. Some of these chemicals may harm the helpful insects, which we need to protect. We need to use the science which can allow crops to be grown with less spraying. That is in everybody's interests.
The sale of distressed business Debenhams to an online company means the closure of their huge shop in the centre of Norwich. Fred Smith of Reefham sees this as an opportunity to raise the perennial question of a concert hall for Norwich. He says, Debenhams building. Is this now the time to seriously consider this building or site as the perfect city centre location for a desperately needed Norwich Concert Hall? Over many years, we have lost the opportunity to build in other prime locations, i.e. Chapelfield Shopping Centre, Eastern Electricity Duke Street, Barrack Street and Anglia Square. Maybe there is a slight chance with the last three suggestions.
Finally, there's praise for the vaccination centre now set up in the Castle Quarter in Norwich from Kieran Yates of Coltishall, who writes, in response to readers who say the Castle Quarter Vaccination Centre, formerly Castle Mall, is difficult to drive to as the council has closed all the roads, This is not true. According to published figures, Castle Quarter had 8.5 million visits per year before COVID and had recent year-on-year increases in footfall of 14%, as reported by this paper. So it's not exactly cut off from the world. Its two large car parks have digital parking signage from all approaches to the city centre, which have been made easier to get to since the various loops of the former one-way system were eliminated several years ago. The vaccination centre at Castle Quarter is very accessible by car, bus, bike or on foot. Millions of shoppers can't be wrong.